Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us. Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business-to-business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs with and about the awakening taking place amongst the African Americans and how it is affecting us according to Scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word and preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days. If you would like to put on the armor of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShaz@gmail.com. Again, that's MinaShaz@gmail.com. MinaShaz@gmail.com. Are you a black business owner looking to expand your audience and clientele? Voice of Black Star is looking to help by marketing your ads on our program, which airs every Friday on EPRN. That's Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Not only is the Voice of Black Star here to help awaken souls to God, but to support our brothers and sisters expand their businesses until he arrives. Email me, Hermina Shabazz, at MinaShaz@gmail.com. That's MinaShaz@gmail.com, MinaShaz@gmail.com. And thank you for being a proud supporter of Voice of Black Star on EPRN. All right, ladies and gents, to keep that summer glowing skin even in the fall months, stock up on AF Shea Soufflé, 100% African shea butter whipped with essential oils to a rich, creamy, thick butter, body butter. Visit your local beauty supply, local health food store, or our website, afshea.com today. Again, get the whipped shea butter you'll need for the winter that's coming up as well. So, again, to keep that summer glowing skin, please visit your local beauty supply store, the local health food store, or our website today, afshea.com. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and psalm? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones, to awaken a sleeping lion? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you with an interview and engage in one of your praise songs as an intro to one of our main topics on Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, please email MinaShaz@gmail.com. That's MinaShaz@gmail.com. All righty, family. Thank you for joining me this evening, this Sabbath evening. I'm here today because we're going to discuss Ancient Book of Jubilees. Our last Friday Sabbath, evening Sabbath lesson, we had talked about Book of Revelations with Brother Yeshaya Morab. And I hope I pronounced his name right. But, yes, we had a great interview about Revelations with him in that book. So today we're going to get back to our book, Ancient Book of Jubilees. And this is chapter 3. And it's going to be dealing with the Garden of Eden to the fall. So that's going to be the book of Genesis in your Bible, chapter 2, starting with verse 4, all the way to chapter 3, ending in verse 24, okay? And so forth. So I'm going to bring you this. I'm bringing you different books to you because I know the Bible is the book, okay? It's the compilation of all the stuff that Most High needed us to understand. And what happened is the Book of Jubilees also has broken it down as well. It breaks it down in detail, a little more detail, you know, what goes on in the Bible. And I know some of us, you know, are not totally with that book, but it is what it is, family. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read chapter 3, the Garden of Eden to the Fall, okay? And we will reference some, I will give you some chapters in the Bible that you can also look up and read, okay, to correlate with this chapter, okay? Let's begin. Adam and Eve created, 1 a.m. And family, please remember, a.m. is let me make sure I get this right for you guys because it's highly important that you understand. This is the year, a.m. This is starting at 1 a.m. This is Adam and Eve created, 1 a.m. And that's the year of the world, okay? So we're still at the beginning of the year of the world here, okay? And Adam and Eve were created at the beginning of the world, okay? Because they are the progenitors of the people that came about on this earth, all right? Even to Noah, okay? But let's begin to read. Verse 1, and it reads, "And on the 6 days of the second week, we brought, according to the word of God, unto Adam all the beasts and all the cattle and all the birds and everything that moves on the earth, and everything that moves in the water, according to their kinds, and according to their kinds, the beast on the first day, the cattle on the second day, the birds on the third day, and all that which moved on the earth on the fourth day, and that which moves in the water on the fifth day. And Adam named them all by their respective names, and as he called them, so was their name. And on these 5 days, Adam saw all these, male and female, according to every kind that was on the earth. But he was alone and found no helpmeet for him. And the Lord said unto us, it is not good that the man should be alone. Let us make a helpmeet for him. And the Lord our God caused a deep sleep to fall upon him. And he slept. And he took for the woman one rib, and he took for the woman one rib from amongst his ribs. And this rib was the origin of the woman from amongst his ribs. And he built up the flesh in his stead and built the woman." So pretty much the wording is kind of weird in that little sentence where it says he took for the woman. That'll mean he took from the woman. It's not confusing anything. What he's saying is that what he did was took the flesh from Adam to make the woman is what is pretty much being said here. That can be a little tongue twister. Let's read. "And he awakened Adam out of his sleep, and on awakening he rose on the sixth day, and he brought her to him, and he knew her, and said unto her, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She will be called my wife, and in Hebrew is called Isha, because she was taken from her husband." In Hebrew for husband is Ish. "Therefore shall man and wife be one, and therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Now that's very important, family. That's very important because we have it today where our men and women are struggling with relationships. And I seem like we're the only nations that tend to hate each other so much. But it's definitely by design. We cause this upon ourselves. We cause this misery. You know, this unlove amongst ourselves because we disobeyed the Most High. So he's showing us how he feels pretty much, okay? But anyway, but as far as that goes, the man and the woman, it says clearly right here, and it also says it in the Bible, where a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave. That means you become attached to her. That means you and her have that bond. Not you and your dad, not you and your mom, but you and your husband. So if you're married, man and woman, you should be cleaving to each other. Okay? It isn't a time to be going off listening to your mom and your daddy, especially if they're not even married or united. Okay? How can they give you wisdom on something they're not even doing? According to what Most High said you should be doing. He said a man should cleave to his wife. So if you're a person out there, man or woman, and you're cleaving to your parents still, then you are not an adult. You're not grown. You're not ready. But I will digress on that part. Let's keep it moving. Purification laws. In the first week, okay, actually, yes, purification laws. In the first week was Adam created, and the rib his wife. And in the second week, he showed her unto him. And for this reason, the commandment was given to keep in their defilement, for a male 7 days, and for a female twice 7 days. And after Adam had completed 40 days in the land where he had been created, we brought him into the garden of Eden to till and keep it. But his wife, they brought in on the 80th day. And after this, she entered into the garden of Eden. And for this reason, the commandment is written on the heavenly tablets regarding to her that gives birth. If she bears a male, she shall remain in her uncleanness 7 days, according to the first week of days. And 30 and 3 days shall she remain in the blood of her purifying. And she shall not touch any hallowed thing, nor enter into the sanctuary until she accomplishes these things which are enjoined in the case of a male child. But in the case of a female child, she shall remain in her uncleanness 2 weeks of days, according to the first 2 weeks, and 66 days in the blood of her purification, and they will be in all 80 days. And when she had completed these 80 days, we brought her into the Garden of Eden, for it is holier than all the earth besides, and every tree that is planted in it is holy. Therefore, there was ordained regarding her who bears a male or a female child, the statute of those days, that she should touch no hallowed thing, nor enter into the sanctuary until these days for the male or female child are accomplished. This is the law and testimony which was written down for Israel, in order that they should observe it all the days. Now, as far as purification goes, they do talk about purification laws, and that's Leviticus 12, verse 2 through 5. So let's kind of read verse 2 through, let's read verse 12. Let's go to the book of Leviticus in the Bible. And we're going to read chapter 12, and that's going to be verse 2 through 5. To kind of give you an idea to show you how the book of Jubilees, they still correlate very well. It's just that the book of Jubilees breaks things down in a little more detail. But let's go ahead. Let's read 12 of Leviticus in verses 2 through 5. And it says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean. And in the 8th day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised." So they're talking about the male child here. "And she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled." So pretty much, as long as her so-called the menstrual or her bleeding, that's unclean at the time. So you should not be having intercourse with your spouse in your uncleanliness, women. That's just not cool at all. Okay? And it's not healthy for your body, because your body needs time to heal. Okay, well, I'll digress on that, because hopefully we all know better. "But if she bear a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her separation, and she shall continue in the blood of her purifying 66 days. So we just read right here what takes place, okay, as far as the purification goes and stuff. So sometimes women, we do kind of go too far, and we don't know how to be responsible with our purification and stuff. So we got to be very, very responsible, because back in the day, women couldn't even sleep with their husbands at that time during their cycles, because of course we have things that protect us now, where we don't have to be digging holes and being separated and off nowadays. We're a little modern now, but it's still, then the law still applies. You don't touch any holy thing, and you don't do certain things with your spouse when you're on your menses, okay, or when you're shedding blood, okay? That's what this purification is about. And also, you can't even be around the Most High in those circumstances as well, family. Especially my sisters, you can't even be none of that, okay? That means you shouldn't be in nobody's church. so to speak. You shouldn't be anywhere when you're during that time of the month. But I digress. Or even after you just had a baby, you need to be away from everyone, relaxing, chilling, and enjoying your baby, okay? And getting yourself cleansed. But I digress from that. Let's go on to the fall, 1 through 7. The years 1 through 7 in the book of, we're in the book of, ancient book of Jubilees. And this is the year of the world, family. Not the year of the Lord, not of Christ yet. We are not to him yet in this book. This is the year of the world. This is of Adam and Eve. This is how we're getting started, okay? And in the first week of the first Jubilee, Adam and his wife were in the Garden of Eden for 7 years, tilling and keeping it. And we gave him work, and we instructed him to do everything that is suitable for tillage. And he tilled the garden, and was naked, and knew it not, and was not ashamed. And he protected the garden from the birds and beasts and cattle, and gathered its fruit and ate, and put aside the residue for himself and for his wife. Okay, family. After 7 years were completed in the garden, in the second month, on the 17th day, the serpent came to Eve, y'all, and we're about to get to that. Okay, so let's keep on reading. But again, you know, 7 years now. This is a Jubilee. This is going to be our first Jubilee. Okay, let's keep reading. And after the completion of the 7 years which he had completed there, 7 years exactly, and in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, the serpent came and approached the woman. And the serpent said to the woman, "Hath God commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And she said to it, "Of all the fruit of the trees of the garden, God has said unto us, eat. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said unto us, you shall not eat thereof, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that on the day you shall eat thereof, your eyes will be opened, and you will be as gods, and you will know good and evil." And family, we do know good and evil now. Unfortunately, the evil part is taken over. Okay? We knew good the whole time. We just didn't even know the evil part. And that's where we're at now in this world, okay? All right, let's keep going. And it says, "And the woman saw the tree that it was agreeable and pleasant to the eye, and that its fruit was good for food. And she took thereof and ate. And when she had first covered her shame with fig leaves, she gave thereof to Adam, and he ate. And his eyes were open, and he saw that he was naked. And he took fig leaves and sewn them together and made an apron for himself and covered his shame. And God cursed the serpent and was wroth with it forever. And he was wroth with the woman because she hearkened to the voice of the serpent and did eat. And he said unto her, I shall greatly multiply your sorrow with pain, sorrow and pains. In sorrow you shall bring forth children." So don't we be paining when it's time to give birth? We feel like we're going to die. You know? And that happens because, you know, we truly don't want to follow the Most High. So he makes it painful for us to deliver children. Makes it hard. "In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and you shall be unto thy husband, and he will rule over thee." And this is when, you know, now our husbands rule over us. Adam didn't rule over Eve in the beginning, his wife in the beginning. He was happy to have his helpmeet. He was okay with her. They lived humbly and happily together. The serpent came and tricked both of them. Tricked the woman, which she was very naive to do. But Adam, who was the actual leader, who God made the leader, who he made first before there was any woman created. He made Adam first. And Adam knew the rules. So when Eve walked up to him and started talking that noise, he should have backed her off. Or should have condemned that and had her to go repent to the Most High for what she had done. But because he did not do that, this is what happened. Punishment. So we get sorrows and pains, and we have husbands that want to just bark orders all day, show no love and no compassion to you because he's upset and he don't understand why, but he's really upset because of what the foremother had done, Eve, to everyone, you know, caused the pains and sorrows and making him have to work hard now. You know, our husbands and stuff, or, you know, your boyfriends or the black men, they have to work extra hard. Well, before they didn't have to do none of that. Okay? And also the nakedness of your bodies. should not have been such a big thing, but now you recognize, oh, I'm naked. I don't have on any clothes. There's nothing covering me up. Okay? We didn't notice that back in the day. But then our eyes are open because we dealt with something that we shouldn't have, that we should have rebuked immediately. But this all had to come to pass, though, family. It was all written from the beginning. The Most High knew the end from the beginning. Okay? From the beginning, from the end. He knows it all. He knows the completion of what's to come. What's happened and what's to come. He knows. Okay? But again, I'm going to keep going. Let's try to read. But also, too, let's keep going. So anyway, God cursed the serpent. Therefore, you know, you see the snakes always on their bellies and stuff. Well, that's what happens. And because of see, and to Adam also, he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat thereof, cursed be the ground for thy sake. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat your bread in the sweat of thy face, till thou return to the earth from where you were taken. For earth you were, and unto earth shall you return. The Most High pretty much just said this sounds like he was really upset, okay? Because he told Adam what to do. Adam got the first rules, y'all. Our men, you know, that's why it's not good to sit here and blame your women for what goes on. Because Most High will talk about how he gonna have your women be against you. And this talks about in the Bible as well. It talks about, you know what I'm saying, he ain't gonna punish the woman for doing the things she do to you now. Because all you guys are going out there living by your flesh. And that's what the Most High is saying. You're living by your flesh. You're not living for him. You're not living by him. You're not living by the spirit of the Most High power. You're living by your flesh. Okay? You're living by the other head that has no brain. And the Most High is really upset with you. Yeah, he's upset with the woman. He's definitely cursed her, but you are the head. You were created first. But again, I am going to digress from that. But y'all men need to chew on that. And those men who are mature will understand exactly what I'm saying. And they'll get it. Okay? They'll get it. Let's keep reading. And he made for them coats of skin and clothed them and sent them forth from the Garden of Eden. And on that day on which Adam went forth from the garden, he offered as a sweet savor an offering, frankincense, galbanum, and stacked in spices, in the morning with the rising of the sun, from the day when he covered his shame. So he ended up having to make a sacrifice to the Most High. Okay? And on that day was closed the mouth of all beasts, and of cattle, and of birds, and of whatever walks, and of whatever moves, so that they could no longer speak. For they had all spoken one with one another, lips with one tongue. They spoke one tongue, family. Everything spoke with one tongue. And he sent out of the Garden of Eden all flesh that was in the Garden of Eden, and all flesh was scattered according to his kinds, and according to his types, unto the places which had been created for them. And to Adam alone did he give the means to cover his shame of all the beasts and cattle. So Adam was the only one that was able to cover for himself. You don't see lions walking around here with skirts on. Okay, you don't see giraffes walking around here with, you know, shirts on that say Black Lives Matter. You don't see none of that. Okay? Because guess what, family? Black lives do matter, but obviously don't matter to us. Because if it did, we'd been paying attention to the Most High Yah and following his commandments. We would have even rebuked our foreparents for even going this route, to have to bring us through this. But again, I digress, because I get worked up about this thing, because I can't imagine having so much power in the beginning and to lose it all because of what? A serpent who ain't even God told you something? Yeah. We're such children, family. We're such children. And we do this today. We listen to our slave masters today. We listen to the same demons today telling us all kinds of stuff. And we just go right along with it as if it's nothing. That we don't have a brain, okay? More or less, not even a soul. Do we have a soul, family? Do you have a soul? Think about that. Okay? And to Adam alone did he give the means to cover his shame of all the beasts and cattle. And on this account, it is prescribed on the heavenly tables as touching all those who know the judgment of the law, that they should cover their shame and should not uncover themselves as the Gentiles uncover themselves. Now, with that being said, with the Gentiles being Gentiles uncover themselves, because, family, Israel was different. We're supposed to be different. Okay? And that gets down to later on down the line, okay? Because Gentiles do not cover themselves, okay? For they have no shame. And we should have shame. The thing is that we should be shameful of eating that fruit in that garden. We should be shameful of disobeying the Most High. But we weren't shameful. And our being naked and we knowing it and finding out, oh, we're naked, that was kind of a parallel, so to speak, or it's like telling us, you know, giving us the idea of what it's like to really be shameful. You understand? It's a deep topic. So if let's look at Genesis for the flood. Genesis 7 and 11 speaks of this. Okay, let's look at Genesis 7 and verse 11. And see what Genesis 7:11 has to say to us. And this is giving us a refresher, because a lot of you, if you read Genesis already, then you know what it says. But for those of us who haven't, you know, got to that point yet, because it is a long book and it's not easy. It's here, there, here a little, there a little. But Genesis 7, and it's going to be verse 11. So Genesis 7, verse 11, it reads, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the wind and the windows of the heaven were open. Now this is talking about the flood, family. And this also mentions where in the Bible, in the book of Jubilees, where it does speak of that pretty much this date is Shavah, the 17th. We talked about in as far as the second month go, on the 17th day, you know, the day that the Adam and Eve got deceived. Well, the flood also took place on this same day. If you read the Bible, and that's what I just read to you. In the 600th day, it's pretty much saying that, you know, this will be the date of the flood. So this is the flood ended up with the same day as this Jubilee. Very interesting. Everything correlates. The Most High is skillful. And what he's saying, he knows what he's saying, family. He knows exactly what he is saying. Let's also check out Exodus 30 and verse 34. Forgive me. And it reads, and the Lord said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, sphat and onycha, and galbanum. These sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a light weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. So pretty much what I just read to you in the book of Exodus, verse 34 in chapter 30, is that the same recipe that Adam made for the Most High, which he told him to do, pretty much it was like a sacrifice, kind of, you know, offering, not a sacrifice, more of an offering, but it was a scented offering to make up for what he had done, him and Eve have done, to at least get some type of reprieve. At least they was able to live. They just got kicked out of the garden. Yes, even though they, you know, gave Most High repentance of, you know, but they had to go through what the Most High said was going to happen if they disobeyed him. Okay, once they disobeyed him, they got kicked out of the garden until Christ returns. That's when things will go back to the way it was in the beginning. But I digress from that. That's for a whole other day and a whole other topic. Okay, family, so I just read that one to you as well. So this is very, very important, family, very important. Very, very important. We have to really make sure we focus and study and read, family, and have faith. And these last days are coming. The last days are coming. Let me read this last chapter in here, the expulsion, okay? And on the new moon of the fourth month, Adam and his wife went forth from the Garden of Eden, and they dwelt in the land of Eldai, and that is spelled Elda, in the land of their creation. And Adam called the name of his wife Eve, and they had no son to the first Jubilee. They had no son to the first Jubilee. And after this, he knew her. Now he tilled the land as he had been instructed in the Garden of Eden. So pretty much now he has the land they were built in, because let me remind you now, Adam was not constructed within the garden itself, because it's a holy land. It's holy. He was constructed outside. And so what the Most High did was put him back outside where he had created him. He's no longer in the holy land no more, because he defiled himself. Okay? Him and his wife defiled themselves. So they're no longer in the garden. So they're working hard and tilling. That's why Christ said, you'll be tilling by the sweat of your brow. Nothing's going to come up easy for you in these plantings. Okay? So family, that was we're reading out of the ancient book of Jubilees. And I just read to you chapter 3. Okay? We just read, it's broken down to the Garden of Eden to the fall. Again, that's Genesis 2, verse 4 through Genesis 3, to verse 24, okay? And it deals with Adam and Eve created, 1 a.m. And then it goes to the fall from between 1 and 7 a.m., and that's the beginning of the world. We are not at Christ yet, okay? We're not A.D. yet, family. And then we went to 8 a.m., the eighth year of the world, okay? But again, it takes some time to read these things, and it's good that you read. Read for yourself. Order Ancient Book of Jubilees. And I know a lot of people want to talk about the Book of Jubilees, but it's for real, family. It's for real. I just read to you certain things that they pull me to the Bible. Certain verses pull me to the Bible. They're saying similar things or exact same things. Okay? But you got to make the truth your own, family. You got to study. Yes, you can go to your little church services and stuff like that, and hopefully you're going on the Sabbath day, which the Most High has made holy. Not the Sunday worship. You're not worshiping of the sun. Okay, we're not doing with the Greek stuff, family. You're Israel. We're of the Most High. And we need to be spreading the word to the Gentiles and to everyone about him and his coming and this second coming. And you can see how the world is heading. Do you see it? Do you feel what's going on around you? Locusts taking over places, fires everywhere they can't seem to put out. Storms, hungers, people starving. And not to mention how Judas getting shot up even more, found hanging. And stuff, family. And it's only going to ramp up for us. That's what a lot of you need to understand. A lot of this is going to ramp up. It's only going to get worse until you turn back to the Most High and repent of your ways. Men, stop being so hateful to your women. Women, stop being so overbearing and demanding to your men, okay? There has to be a balance. The woman came from Adam's rib. She didn't come from his forehead, and she definitely didn't come from his toe bone, okay? She came from his rib. That's your side. Man, that's your strength. Okay? That is your strength. She is your strength. So when you find a good woman, don't let her go. A good woman who's willing to be a mother to your children, willing to support you in what you do. And it has to be vice versa. It ain't just a one-way street, family, when it comes to giving in a relationship. Okay? We got to become strong together as a family. Because, again, our nation, as black people, we are failing. Failing horribly on loving one another and respecting one another. And also, men, if you have, baby mamas, then you might want to cut it out. You might want to take a look at yourself, okay? Because you're almost sounding like Adam, blaming, oh, this is the woman you gave me, blaming God, like you're 16. You're not a 16-year-old. You're not a 5-year-old. This is what pissed the Most High off, family. He definitely got pissed off with Adam because he's like, really? You're going to blame this woman I just gave you just a few days ago, 7 days ago? You've been here forever. So, man, you got to take the lead. I'm sorry. You got to strengthen yourself up. But again, I will digress on that. But we do need our men strong and to come out of your flesh, seriously. So that way, the women that you're trying to change, they will change. If they see an example, a good one, great. But they're not going to go after somebody who's constantly still complaining and whining and saying what she ain't doing or what she could have done and how she should have did it and all that kind of stuff and this, that, and the third. No. When you plant your seed in this woman bare-backed, you are responsible, sweetie. You are a grown man now. And it's time to handle that business. You knew you didn't want to be with this woman forever, but you chose to go there anyway. But again, family, I digress. I pray that you guys enjoy your day. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter of the Ancient Book of Jubilees, chapter 4. And also, too, we will be getting back to our book, Jeremiah as well. That's a long one as well, family, but I'm looking forward to it. Have a blessed day, and I will talk to you soon.